Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Now, a little bit later, myself and AJ, we'll be talking about, pardon me, the old TV shows that you missed from days gone by. And we want you to send in your voice notes. And you can send them in now to 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Send in a WhatsApp voice note telling us TV shows you watched as a kid that you'd love to see back again. Maybe they probably... because to be honest with you, sometimes I've often looked at TV shows that I used to watch when I was younger. And you kind of watch them, you know, through the rose-tinted glasses. And it's not quite the same anymore. But still, I was watching it the other night on UK Gold. The Persuaders. I used to love it. Roger Moore and Tony Curtis. Myself and a mate of mine used to pretend we were the Persuaders. I was Roger Moore and he was Tony Curtis. And we used to run around the yard pretending we were solving crimes and all this kind of thing. You know, when you're a kid, you fantasize about these things. Anyway, what TV shows did you watch? Now, we received an email from a listener about a new house that she has moved into. We want to know what you think of her dilemma. Hi, Niall. I love the show. I recently bought a house in a nice housing estate, and I take a lot of pride in keeping it well-maintained. The previous owners did too, because the house was spotless when I moved in. But now that I'm settled in, I can't help but feel frustrated by the state of some of the other houses in the estate. The houses need a chemical wash every few years to prevent red algae stains. It's not that expensive. It's about €59. But my friends have completely let their homes go. The walls are covered in massive red streaks. On top of that, the roofs are damaged by the last storm and still haven't been repaired, so the houses even look worse. The thing is that they clearly are not struggling financially. They drive expensive cars and could easily afford to clean their houses up. Meanwhile, I worked so hard to buy my home, and now every time I look out my window, I'm stuck looking at absolute eyesores. It's actually embarrassing when my friends or family visit. It takes away from the pride I have in my own home. Obviously, I don't want to be the new neighbour who causes trouble, but it just feels so unfair. Some of the neighbours don't even bother cutting their grass. God's sake, how long does that take on a Saturday afternoon? Shouldn't people take responsibility for keeping their homes looking decent, especially in a state where it affects everyone? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks. What should I do? I don't know what you think about this. Should everyone have the same standards in a housing estate? Is our listener being unreasonable by asking of this? Or is she just being a bloody snob? I mean, sometimes work gets in the way. Two people are working. They just don't have the time to get out and paint it. Maybe they don't have the money to pay somebody to paint the house. Same goes for cutting the grass. They might not be able to do it every weekend, but they could do it some weekends. Although I don't get that. Because, look, you pay somebody 15 quid and they'll cut your bloody grass. You know, it's not a big deal, is it? I kind of agree with her. There's nothing worse than badly maintained homes in a nice housing estate. So you've paid good dosh to live somewhere nice in a leafy suburb. And that's your right. That's your entitlement if you've worked hard for it. And well, fair play to you, by the way. Not luck, it's hard work that gets you in that position. And your neighbours don't give a damn. You know, they badly decorate their windows with neck curtains. Does anyone actually put neck curtains up anymore? You know, they look a bit tacky. They have like, you know, people who put statues on their pillars of lions. Do you ever see that? It's tacky. They're just, you know, some people are just tacky. You know what I mean? Am I being a snob now as well? I don't know. Maybe I'm being a snob. AJ, am I being a snob? No. Neck curtains, lions on pillars. And what else? Oh, yeah, like football nets out on roads. You know what I mean? the women in the windows, AJ, yeah. Those statues of the famous white statue of the woman sitting down on the rock in the window. What's that about? They're tacky. It's just tacky. Buntings everywhere, you know, for every event. You know? Anyway, let me go to Michal. Michal, hi.
Good afternoon to you. Good morning to you.
How you doing, Michal? So, Michal, is she being a snob?
No, she's not. because it's amazing that it's about 2 years ago, a friend of mine asked me to call out in the Drum area, and that the friend, a very great friend of his, and I knew the man well, and like he was in his 40s, no reason in the world. Well, the height, every garden, beautiful house is painted. Well, the state of the goddamn house, and you wouldn't mind, you owned the house, he inherited from his parents. The grass was painted on the wall, and I said, sweet Jesus tonight, but had a strimmer. And I got, next was I discovered the beautiful ornate stones. Like I came across them, where the garden had been beautiful, probably in his parents' time. But for at least 3 to 4 years, the place. Now, one of the neighbors came out and saw me and asked me, and I said I was a friend, which I was a friend, but didn't know him that well. But my friend knew him exceptionally well. And the state of the house is deplorable.
There's nothing worse than somebody not bothering to cut the grass. You know, I mean, like a Saturday afternoon on a nice day, it takes you an hour. Cut the grass.
An hour at the outside, because he had a nice sized garden. I did go out the back to see the back garden. I hate to think of it, but the front one. Oh, it's absolutely deplorable.
Or if you have a nice cobble-locked driveway, give it an old steam clean once every 6 or 7 months or once every year even. Don't let it go to rack and ruins. That's just filth. Filth to things like that.
But he just didn't care. He didn't care a rattling damn. Now, if he was 50, 60, 70, he'd say something. Maybe he needed a hand. Maybe the help might be great. But even if that, you shouldn't make an attempt. There's nothing as bad as having a neighbour who doesn't care a damn, especially in this case. This lad had everything possible. And I also discovered he was the owner of a practically new lawnmower. Because they never used it. Now, we didn't use it either. We couldn't, but the grass was, it was through the entire garden, which is probably the garden, I'd say, is about maybe 25 across and maybe 30, 35 in length.
Yeah, and that's small enough,
wall, the odd thistle in the middle of it. And I said to the neighbour, so why did you ask him to cut it? Oh, we mentioned it to a few times, he always said he was too busy. And I know for definitely he wasn't working. He was unemployed, but and he wasn't stuck for money because of the rest of your mob. I just didn't bother him behind.
And the same. She's right about the red algae, by the way. Now, if you have your house painted white, you are going to get red algae on the wall. But if you take a steam cleaner to it, and not too close, obviously, because you take the paint off the wall, you can take off the red algae quite easily.
But I was just referring to the grass, because the front of the house is the same, because I've got a ripped, dirty yellow. The house, the door needed paint. To look at the house, you say, nobody lives there, surely. He was living there.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And is it like if you lived across the road and you took pride in your house, you'd be horrified, wouldn't you, looking over at that? So stay there. Let me go to Maureen as well. Maureen, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Am I being a snob now as well, Maureen?
Well, I wouldn't call anybody a snob.
But I mean, if you've earned your money, worked hard, and you go into a nice housing estate, leafy suburb, and you do everything, you paint your house, you keep it clean, you keep your grass manicured well, and then your neighbours or some of your neighbours just don't bother. You know, or they're putting tacky things. Like, I don't know. Here's another thing that bothers you. I'm going to give you a list of things that bothers me, right? I mentioned neck curtains, you know, lines on the pillars, and people who keep caravans in their front gardens. Sorry.
I draw the line at that myself. Yeah. Because there's a neighbour here next to me, and he had a camper van, but he didn't park it in my space, but he parked it in the space next to me, because she allowed it, and it was an eyesore.
Yeah, it can be an eyesore.
And well, he had it there for a year, which is gone now, because I went down to the council and I just kicked up about it, and they said they did nothing about it anyway.
There is rules, I think, in housing estates.
There's bylaws.
Yeah.
But when I went down, they didn't have a clue what the bylaws were. You know? But the place I'm living in now, you know, it is council.
Yeah, people are giving out, by the way, on the text about the neck curtains that I said, because I said they're tacky. I'm sorry.
Well, I've net.
Have you got neck curtains?
I had, but mine are.
My mother used to have neck. My mother had them. Yeah, she used to bleach them every week.
Well, to be honest, I couldn't afford to blind them. They're too expensive. But I make sure the mine are, you know, the real white.
Yeah, my mother used to have neck curtains, and she used to bleach them.
Yeah, mine are like that now too.
But I just think this day and age, they're kind of a bit. I'm sorry, Maureen. What? I don't want to make it personal.
If you don't like net, that's fine. Yeah. I do. Now, I like a blind and I would, but I can't afford them.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw a house there recently and they had vertical blinds. Now, that's all right in your back porch door, but not in your front of your house on the windows. That looks ridiculous as well.
Yeah.
Just normal blinds are fine.
But you see, now I do, well, I keep my place here as good as I can, especially the front in the summertime. I have a beautiful garden out there. Yeah. But the problem is, I went down to ask them. You see, I always thought that their job is to come and paint the outside of their building. Inside is for us, right? But so I asked them if they'd come up, because my place does look tatty, because they won't come up and paint it. Oh, no, we've no money. We don't paint them anymore. I said, it's the outside of your building. I said, in the contract, you maintain outside, I maintain inside. So I said to him then, I hopped the ball with him. But I said, I could come down. I could, if I had the money again, which I don't, so I could paint it, I said. But the people under, the one underneath me mightn't like it, and the people next door mightn't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then I hopped the ball again. I'm having fun with him, you see. Oh, he was some tick-tot.
And do you, and, I mean, Maureen, I know, you know, you have your own difficulties in relation to your disability. You've talked before about your scoliosis. So is it difficult for you, because you're living alone as well, is it difficult for you to keep your house, your grass cut, your house maintained? Is that difficult for you?
Well, I do. Well, I try. I paint the inside of it myself now, to be honest, which I borrow a stepladder.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it slowly because my back, I can imagine.
Well, I can imagine that would be difficult.
God, will you sit down, woman?
Yeah. No, I'm in the same position as you right now, to be honest with you. I'm in the same position.
But I dig as well in the front. Like, I do it, but it kills me, but I do it.
Yeah.
To have my garden all in bloom by the summer.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than eyesore. There's nothing, when you have a nice house and you take pride in it, there's nothing worse than an eyesore across the road. Michal talked about that house across the road, but it sounded derelict. But it wasn't. There was someone living in it.
Yeah, but you see, the ones across the road for me are fine, but it's just these ones. So I said to him when I was down the council, right, this twat, oh, do you know, did he grind him? Oh, he was grinding my gears. So I said, listen, I said, what would you say? I'd paint my half. How about that?
Mm.
You know what he said to me?
What?
Oh, you could do that. Oh, I said, so I could paint my half a different colour and the rest can stay the other colour.
Oh, God.
Oh, he did, yeah, though. That's true. Sure, my parents on St. Mary's Cemetery.
Yeah, I do want to ask Michal before I go to Eddie. Michal.
That's me.
Yeah, how would you feel if somebody next door to you had a huge camper van in their front garden? Would that bother you?
Well, some people have camper vans, and if the camper van is respectful and renewed every now and again, I prefer if it wasn't there. But if it was there, like, they're quite entitled to park the confounded thing. I know that for definite, because I had a caravan beside me at one stage in a different place where I lived, and my God, it was derelict. And I said, in the name of divine Moses, oh, I said, God, I inherited that, and I got all this whole type of crap. But the council let him shift it.
Oh, so the council, because there is rules. Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Maureen.
But the camper van that was parked in front of the space, because I live in the council apartments, right? But the one that's down below me, she allowed it. But your man that owns the camper park, camper van, lives across the road.
So he doesn't even live in the complex you're in?
No.
No, oh, Jesus. Okay, well, hang on. Just let me bring, who would I bring in next? Jerry. Sorry, Jerry first, then I go to Eddie. Jerry, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, no, not too bad.
Are you going to give out about the neck curtains?
No,
Aisling thinks I'm a snob. A few people said I'm a snob. But then there is loads of texts of people agreeing with me about the neck curtains, by the way.
Oh, well, you see, everybody has different tastes. We look at all the different cars. You look at all the different cars on the road, and I think we always refer back to that, like, and I think some of the most cars on the road say, how the name of JJ to buy that colour? Why would they bought that car? Like, you know, when you look at the cars on the road, you're saying, like,
Who decided to buy a yellow car? Yeah,
a yellow car. I'm not going to mention brands, but a particular brand, and they look the most disgusting cars on the sun.
Mm.
But they, obviously, it depends on your taste, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But in relation to that case, now, they're just, can it be a bit serious for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, see, in that particular case you're talking about, whether she's a snob or not, you don't know the circumstances of the people next door. Yeah. And I'm just trying to make, this is not about me at all. I suffer from depression. I'm in and out of it. Thankfully, I'm okay at the moment.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jerry, by the way.
No, I suffer from very severe depression.
Okay.
But I'm in and out all the time. But if those people are anyway depressed or suffering from depression, they don't give a shit about the house. And it's the last thing in their mind to do anything with the house. They want to do it. When I'm in depression, I want to do things, but I can't physically do it.
Mm.
And I really don't care.
And I know some people can deal with depression in different ways. For some people, getting out and cutting the grass is good for the depression. But for other people, they can't get the energy to do that or get the focus to do that. And I understand that.
And it's a slippery slope now, because if they come out, and I'm pretty sure those people don't want to live like that. And I'd say if they go out and they look at it, and that actually makes it worse. But I know in my case, I'd look at stuff and I'd ignore it and I'd walk out. And I would actually feel worse then. I'd go back and I still had to look at the same crap, but I hadn't got the mental strength to do it. And I would function in other ways. I mean, it would function in other ways. Can I just give you one example of something?
Yeah.
Like, where I was living, my son lives with me, and, like, my bedroom was just a complete and utter mess. And I knew it was, I didn't really care about it. There was stuff all over the place in the bedroom, but there, about 2 months ago, he came in and cleaned up the whole bedroom, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fair and place. I mean, he cleaned it.
Yeah.
He changed everything on the bed. I've kept it like that ever since.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a bit of a dig out, don't you? A bit of encouragement.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm saying that, you know, because we don't know what is going on in that other person.
So are you telling me that it might answer better to maybe offer, if, I don't know, it's an older couple or somebody living on their own, to go over and say, listen, do you want a hand? Do you want me to cut your grass for you?
Exactly.
Mm.
Because I'm pretty sure when they actually see the result of it, they may keep it in that.
And I think, Jerry, you're not far off the mark. Some people, for that very reason, may let their house go a little bit. But that's not always the case. Sometimes it's just laziness.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's sometimes just laziness. But I think, as I said, it's about the slippery slope. Once you start going down it, it's very hard to come back. And unless somebody actually intervenes and steps in and does something for you.
Yeah.
And the likes of what you just suggested there, if that was my neighbour, right, and I was cutting my grass at the front, I don't have grass, I have concrete, but I used to have grass, right?
Mm.
But if I was cutting my grass at the front and I seen that grass, I think knocking the doors over to cut your grass, I wouldn't even do you want to.
Well, I did it years ago, by the way. I remember I was cutting the grass years ago, and I noticed, I think the neighbours might have been away at the time, I don't know, but I noticed the grass was a bit long and the garden wasn't that big. So I just went in and cut theirs too while I was at it. I was bored.
Exactly.
sorry, Maureen, go ahead.
Did that lady say that these people, did she say that they seem to have money?
Yeah, she said they had nice cars in the garden, yada, 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 but she gives the impression that they're lazy.
But you see, again, she doesn't know their finances.
No.
They might have nice cars, but she doesn't know their finances and what they have to spend and what they don't.
Mm.
You know?
But I do feel her frustration. That she's bought a house and what she believes is a nice place, and other people are not taking the same pride as she is.
Yeah, but I'm frustrated here because I will have, in the summertime, now I'm not saying because it's my garden, because I love flowers, I will just have a lovely sea of flowers right away, right down to my parking space, and I'd have all little lights, and I'm not joking, if you saw them last year, they were beautiful, like, you'd land a plane there.
By the way, just before I go into the break, and I'm going to come to Eddie straight after the break, Derianne said, please tell Maureen there's a scheme for over 55s where we are entitled to have work free to our social properties or welfare properties. I'm unsure exactly what that means, Derianne, but maybe she will know the answer for that. Anyway, Eddie, I'll be with you straight after this very short break. All right. And the question we're asking, by the way, is somebody being a snob if they're complaining about how their neighbours' houses look? See, myself and AJ just get into a conversation during the break there about, you know, our pet hates and things that we hate. And by the way, I'm not on my own with the neck curtains. I'm going to hang AJ out to dry here. She said she doesn't like them either. But somebody sent in a text that says, Nigel, you're being a terrible snob. Unless someone has rubbish in their gardens or is causing noise disturbance, I couldn't give a damn what they do. Well, that's up to you. As for cutting the grass, we're supposed to be rewilding our gardens. How would you get out of that? Rewilding your gardens. Let the farmers rewild. You only have a small little garden. Cut the Jesus grass. And the person goes on to say, and hold your wrist about the net curtains. I have them and I love them because I value privacy. Well, you can get blinds and close them if you value your privacy. Sure, you can see into people's homes if they have the normal blinds. I really don't want to be looking at people slouching on their couches as I pass by. And I certainly don't want neighbours gawking in at me. You don't, they just close your blinds. Tilt them up slightly. Just tilt them. And they can't see a thing. You can see out, but they can't see in. You just tilt them. But just don't put the neck curtains up. Stay there, Jerry, for a second. Let me bring Eddie in. Eddie, hi.
Noel, good evening. You well?
Yeah, well, now, see, some people are giving out. Somebody else says, I love my neck curtains. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Do you like neck curtains, Eddie?
No, Jesus. And do you remember years ago in the 80s, people used to put that fucking plastic lino down over the with the tacky stuff over the carpet?
Oh, yeah.
And it'd be a row.
Oh, yeah, with the little nodules. With the little nodules on it. Yeah.
That was the 80s. That's the 80s in a picture. That's just the 80s in one image.
And then on the wall was the crying boy.
Fucking hell. I tell you what, Noel. I was going to call you a woman, Hyacinth Bouquet, right? And then I thought about it, and I thought, actually, hold on. I'm the kind of fella that won't leave the house without ironing his fucking jeans. So I'd be exactly like her. A bit of personal pride. And if your house is looking lovely and someone else's is looking shit and it brings down the area, I don't think you're a snob if you want your area to look nicer. You know what I mean? And like you said there, they all have, like, they have money to drive nice cars. Look, they don't have a fucking lawnmower. They can go on Facebook and within 10 minutes they can have a fella cutting their grass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
15
it's
quid. Yeah, whatever.
Illness.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something else now, and people are going to go mad at me now, right, when I say this.
What?
This is more prevalent in council areas, right?
Mm.
Now, I'm not tarring everyone with the same brush
before
Maureen and everyone else is on the line, but it's more prevalent in council areas. For example, I live in Clondalkin. If I blindfolded you and I put you in one estate compared to another estate, and I took the blindfold off, you'd be able to tell me which estate was which.
Of course
straight
I would.
Off the bat. Right? Mm. And it's more prevalent in those areas.
Sorry, Jerry. Jerry, what are you saying there, Teddy? Sorry, go ahead, Jerry.
And why do you think that is? Because these areas
because when people buy something, they have more pride in it.
Well,
you look after it better. It's like you say, the fastest car in the world is a hire car. Because you don't own it, you just rally your shit over and you give it back.
He's got a point. And
I own my own house and I'm mortgage free.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about my house. I really
But Jerry, to be fair, Jerry, you did describe, obviously, that you were suffering with depression. And
yeah, but I'm saying, if you're, but Noel, at the time, because, it, like, as I said to you before, and I don't want to make this about me at all, because I'm saying it because I've learned not to speak up and tell people, and I encourage people to say, if you're depressed, get help.
I would absolutely encourage the same.
The reason being is because, as I say, it's spoiled that you're going to go down. So you become unemployed. And I became unemployed.
And I know people who went down that spiral. Jerry, I went down that spiral myself, going back about 9 years ago.
But then, in these deprived areas that we're talking about, first of all, the people are giving up.
Mm.
And
I don't think that's the point that Eddie's making. And let's just for the moment, just park your personal situation. And not that I'm disregarding it, Jerry, because I'm certainly
not. Of course,
you know I have the greatest of empathy for people in your situation, right? But if you go into, and I'll give you an example. A friend of mine bought a house, a private house, in a nice estate. And what happened over the years then was the council bought a few of the houses at the back of them, right? And he said there was about 20, a line of 20 houses at the back of his house, around the corner. And the council had bought about 7 of them. And then they were being used for social housing. And I was upstairs and we were in his bedroom talking and he opened the blinds and he said to me, which ones of those houses do you think are the social housing? And I went, that one, that one, that one. And I knew exactly which ones. And the reason is because Eddie said it, that some people just don't have pride in something if you're not actually paying for it. I'm not saying everybody. Some people have great pride in their council house.
No, but a mate of mine lives in, he has a lovely house, right? And you're talking about, does it impact the area? His neighbour hasn't cut the grass. My mate moved in 5 years ago. His neighbour hasn't cut the grass. The grass is about 10 foot tall in the whole back garden. It's like a fucking jungle, honest to God.
And that's how I spotted
mice and
these.
Rats and all running around, right? These people that live next door, it's got to the stage, they can't even open the back door. There's not even a clothesline. It's just like a jungle. It's like, you might as well be in the Amazon, just like fucking bamboo. 10 foot tall, the grass is. And that's
That might be a slight exaggeration, though. I don't know where you get grass
in
Ireland, 10 foot tall.
I'm not joking, you know. It's coming up over the top of his fence.
No, that's right. And Jerry, the reason I knew which houses in that particular estate he was telling us was because of they had, now I didn't spot them all, obviously, because some of them were okay. Because the people had disregarded them. They hadn't cut their grass. There was bin bags out the back garden, full loads of them. The windows were filthy, dirty. And I could tell that the back of the house hadn't been painted in years. I could tell which ones.
Well, I have to agree, no, and I have to agree with you and I have to agree with Eddie. That is the case, 100%.
No, not, and I want to emphasise, not always. Some people in council estates have great pride in their homes.
Absolutely. But I'm saying that is the case in some circumstances, 100%. And I agree with Eddie, and I see it up in my own area up in Tala. I mean, it's so bad sometimes, they don't even dump their own rubbish. They're dumping the ring road where I live, hoping that somebody has to pick her up. I mean, that's we have a great environmental committee up here, which a lot of the states have in Tala, and they look after their own estate. But then you have these other assholes who will dump mattresses, they'll dump TVs, knowing that the council will eventually pick them up. So those are the people, like, they're just a different kettle of fish. And I agree with you, Eddie, there, and yeah. I agree with you, Niall, there. And
I know somebody else, Niall, and they have a barrel out their back garden, and they burn their rubbish.
Which is, by the way, illegal nowadays, yeah.
Because he just can't be asked paying for it. So that woman that sent in that email or text or whatever it was, she's not posh. Like, have a bit of pride in your area. And if your house is looking nice and everyone else is around you is looking disrepaired and decrepit, it kind of brings the area down. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't have to have a lot of money to clean your garden, cut the grass, sweep the driveway, a lick of paint once every 10 years on the front of the house. You know what I mean? You're not asked to do it all the time. Just a general bit of maintenance to keep the place looking nice isn't a lot to ask. Mm. It's about...
Yeah, but my only point, Eddie, my point is, Eddie, on that particular case, we don't know the circumstances. Like, you know circumstances, and I know circumstances where people just don't give a shit. But in that particular case, it'd be nice if somebody just go in and say, and cut me grass, I'll cut yours. Don't say, do you want your grass cut? Just cut the grass. And it might be just a little spark of a light in their lives up. And they might start looking
at 100%. If you can do something nice for your neighbour, go and do it.
By the way, what's your other pet hates about houses, by the way? I said people who put, you know, on the pillars on their garden, they put lions.
Oh, the lions. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Or at the front door, they have pillars. You know, like the White House, they have the kind of pillars.
Or do you know what my fucking pet hate is? Because I was doing curry deliveries during COVID when the country went tits up, so I had to make a few bob, right? And you know them fucking bells you press, and it goes, ding, for about 10 minutes. And like, you know what I mean? I'm like, geez, it's just a little bing, that's all you want. And it drove me mad. There was this one gaff I used to go to, and I used to dread knocking on the fucking door. I end up knocking on the window instead, and your man said, well, you do know we have a bell. I says, yeah, I know, but by the time you answer that bell and have a chat with me, that's still going on. You know what I mean?
It's like Big Ben.
Just as well you hadn't got my childhood, because my mother, God rest her, we lived in Guinness's houses, and Guinness's controlled the houses like the way the council would have done.
Well, okay.
And you wouldn't allowed to do anything with the hall doors, anything. But anyway.
Where were we living? Where were you living up in the Liberties, Jerry, yeah?
No, I was living in Corrib Road off the Kimmich Road there.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Did Guinness's houses extend that far?
Oh, yeah, the Guinness House went out the corridor all the way up to
right.
to the end of Mount Halland and there of Ireland.
Yeah, Rialto
so
and up that way, yeah.
Right under the road. But Guinness sold the houses, and as soon as they sold the houses, my mother, which to the embarrassment of all of us, he painted the front of the house cherry blossom red. And it stood out like a saw blade and thumb, and we all gave out to her. And she said, when you get your own house, you can do whatever the hell you want it. But I mean, every day we used to have to walk home.
I tell you what, not as bad as my dad, right? My dad worked in Aer Lingus at the time. And Aer Lingus staff, going back 40 years ago, sorry, Dad, I know you're in heaven, but Aer Lingus staff robbed the place blind, right? And he'd come home with tins of paint, but they had to be Aer Lingus colours. Like, there would be greens and whites. But there was this particular kind of green, bluey-green colour, right? And what he would do is... he would get the tins of paint and put them into a big bucket and throw in a shovel of sand, mix it up, get his roller, and he would paint the front garden. The actual concrete on the front garden. At the front of our house, the garden was all concreted from the top to the bottom. There was very little grass, just a small thing of grass on both sides. And he would paint the whole thing this kind of bluey green colour.
Oh my God.
Because he didn't want to slip. And that's why he put the sand in it. To make it non-slip.
he was ahead of his time.
Like. He was. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Niall. Good evening. And I don't know, people probably think I'm a bit of a headbanger.
People know you're a bit of a headbanger, Joe. They don't have to think it.
Yeah, but I got to wish you a happy Liberation Day from everybody in Rebel Cork.
Happy Liberation Day, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't think Micheál Martin will be sharing your sentiment, but go on.
Couldn't care less about that.
Okay. Yeah, go on. So go on. But, no, Joe, what do you want to say about houses? Get back to houses.
Yeah. I think it's important, and I do agree with Eddie. Is it Eddie or Sean there a while ago? Is it? Or
Eddie.
Whoever was on.
Yeah, Eddie.
Eddie, yeah. How are you doing, Eddie? Yeah.
You're right, Joe.
It is important. How are you doing? Good, Eddie.
Oh, Jesus. Here we are, making friends.
I think it's important that... it's good. Shall we always make friends on this show?
Say hello to Jerry as well. Don't leave him out.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Jerry? Yeah. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
That's Joe, isn't it?
No, I think...
He's mad.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. I think it is important that people keep their properties respectable, because there's no shortage of... a lick of paint every couple of years is not going to cost any money.
Yeah.
And I think there is a problem in this country with a lot of places where...
Those paints like Crown and Dulux, outdoor paints, they have a guarantee for 5 years. They're just bullshit, to be honest with you.
Little there during the lockdowns there, we're charging, I think it was 8 or 9 euro for a big
5 litre tub.
Paint.
Yeah.
A tub. Because I remember a friend of mine got it there and he actually painted my wall. And he done it up lovely, and it's grand. Now it probably does need another coat now during the summer.
Yeah, you can get paint if you go into Home Base or go into any of those places. The paints are really cheap. I mean, you don't have to go out and buy, you know, top brand names.
No.
Home Base are gone. Sorry,
a bit of respectability in the area. It is important that you do have the house looking well on the outside, because people do appreciate that then.
Yeah.
But there are some very, very rough areas around. And I can tell you here in Cork City, the entire city needs a good lick of paint, because it's absolutely disgusting.
Oh, you're right. Dublin is the same. If you walk through Dublin streets, it needs a good a good steam clean and a painting.
Look at all the money that's been wasted on rubbish in this country over the years.
Yeah, look at the money they're going to waste on two supervisors to keep an eye on the Molly Malone statue.
Oh, God almighty, don't get me started on
I thought that was an April Fool's joke.
I thought it was an April Fool's day, yeah. I thought it means so that if we all go up there and touch her, you know, depressed, we'll all be arrested, oh yeah.
Well, I don't know, here's the thing. So they announced yesterday they're going to hire staff to supervise the statue, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, so what are the staff, some people are referring to them as the titty police. So what are the staff going to do? Like, if somebody comes up and smiles at tourists and takes a picture with her hand on her boob, are they going to say, I'm going to arrest you or something? Or that's, you're not allowed to do that? Or because they have no power. There's no law. There's no law against us.
You know what's going to happen, Niall. And I think
there'll be a row.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen, Niall. It'll be the likes of us will get targeted. But they won't target the new to the parish brigade, because they'll get away with it. They have the advantage over us now in this country.
I'd say Eddie would be all right taking photographs, holding on to our boobies.
Oh, yeah. But sure,
it's going to be like fucking see now, Father Ted. Careful now.
Yeah.
Down with that sort of thing.
Down with that sort of thing.
Oh, easy. You can't do that, you know. What's the security guard going to do? He's absolutely no power. What's he going to do if an American tourist wants to grab our knockers? He's absolutely no power to do anything.
No, this is the point I was going to make. What's the point in paying somebody, I don't know, 35, 40 grand a year, whatever it is they're going to have to pay somebody, a couple of people, because they'll have to have shifts, right? When he has no power, he can't actually do anything. He can't even tell you to stop. It's none of his business. There's no law against us.
Imagine you're sitting in a pub and someone says, what's your job title? How would you even label that?
Titty police. That's what people are saying online. That's the word they're using online now.
Yeah.
There's a hashtag going viral.
Yeah.
Titty police.
Good thing about you, Joe.
Jerry wants to say something to you, Joe, there. Go ahead, Jerry.
The good thing about you, Joe, is being from Cork, because it's one of my favourite counties, and especially in West Cork, but Cove if you think about the people that there were all the doors, one of the most beautiful scenes and sea were all the different colour doors down in the cove. So you're lucky you're from Cork. And those
people,
I mean, the West Cork is one of my favourite places.
Yeah, we've a picture of Cove actually up in the studio here, a cathedral in Cove. AJ, what cathedral is that?
St. Coleman's.
Oh, yeah, it's
Saint
a big
Coleman's
one, yeah.
Cathedral, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
St. Coleman's with a deck of cards houses.
Right, okay. Okay, I just see it in the back. It's at the back of the studio here. It's a huge big picture of Cove and Cork. I have no idea why, by the way.
Yeah, there's absolutely beautiful. And they have the famine ship down there as well.
Mm. All right,
it's absolutely.
I was in Cove once. I've only been in Cove once in my life. I've been in Cork many times, by the way, but I've only been in Cove once. Lads, listen, I have to wrap it up. We've gone over time. Listen, lads, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate it. It was a bit of fun apart from anything else. Joe, thank you very much indeed. Jerry. And Jerry, by the way, just take care of yourself, all right?
You too, Niall.
Okay.
We all should.
Absolutely. Okay. And talk, of course, talk. If ever you're feeling down, talk to somebody. Eddie, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate it.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.